Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. The world of gaming is in the middle of a transformative surge. With innovations, reimagined classics, and technological leaps capturing the attention of players everywhere. At the forefront of this evolution is Nintendo, officially announcing that the Switch 2 will debut on December 4, 2025, setting the stage for a new era in handheld and console gaming. Anticipation is sky high, with the Switch 2 promising cutting-edge graphics, upgraded interactive mechanics, and an array of launch titles to showcase its capabilities. Leading developers are also galvanizing iconic franchises, bringing beloved worlds to new life while amplifying narratives and experiences for all kinds of players. Let's start with Atlus, who have confirmed that Persona 3 Reload is set for an October 23, 2025 release on Switch 2, expanding on the classic RPG with stunning visuals and content from the FES expansion. Yakuza fans have a lot to celebrate too, with both Yakuza Kiwami and Yakuza Kiwami 2 lined up for the new console, marking the first time these acclaimed titles will benefit from Nintendo's latest hardware. Square Enix is keeping RPG enthusiasts hooked with their HD 2D remake of Dragon Quest 1 and 2, launching October 30th, 2025. For Switch 2, PS5, and Xbox Series X, this remake will not only overhaul visual presentation, but also introduce refreshed gameplay mechanics and richer narratives, aiming to both honor tradition and draw in a new generation. Expanding on its celebrated Octopath universe, Square Enix is also releasing Octopath Traveler Zero on December 4, 2025, promising another layered, immersive RPG adventure. Not to be outdone, WayForward has revived a near-lost gem, bringing Shantae Advance: Risky Revolution, originally developed for Game Boy Advance, to modern platforms on August 19, 2025. Shantae returns to face Risky Boots, and fans can grab the standard edition for $24.99, or the digital deluxe for $34.99, which comes packed with new costumes, boasting unique gameplay abilities. Beyond headline franchise names, the next year is dotted with anticipated titles for Switch 2, including explorative racer Drag X Drive, the return of Apex Legends in portable form on August 5, 2025, and Furyu's stylish RPG Varlet on August 28, 2025. Meanwhile, Grounded 2 and Barbie Horse Trails saddle up for launch on October 10, 2025. Offering something for both longtime fans and young adventurers. Artistic innovation also infuses Once Upon a Katamari, on track for October 24, 2025, along with fan favorite indies like Rogue AI Simulator and Gizmos and Gadgets, keeping the Switch ecosystem thriving. Capcom's future plans remain tantalizing, as teasers for Monster Hunter Stories 3. Twisted Reflection suggests a 2026 release, while classic action is reimagined in Ninja Gaiden. Ragebound, launching in 2D for Switch 2 and other platforms on July 31, 2025. The developments on console are matched by intriguing updates in mobile gaming, with the long-awaited port of Hitman. Absolution expecting to arrive in fall 2025, and a fresh RPG experience with a different story, set in a retro Americana landscape, arriving July 30th, 2025. The collaboration between Talking Tom Hero Dash and Miraculous, Tales of Ladybug and Cat Noir, is also set to spice up the mobile landscape, focusing on inventive new missions and storylines. Fresh features and updates aren't limited to game content, as Valve unveils substantial upgrades to Steam's trailer player, making navigation and video playback more seamless for its library of around 400,000 titles. People playing Elden Ring can look forward to the Night Rain update soon, which will unlock an eagerly awaited two-player co-op mode and a range of quality of life improvements inspired by community feedback. Destiny 2, Star Wars The Old Republic, and other ever-evolving online experiences are adjusting their free-to-play models and systems to create more engaging, retention-focused gameplay. Amber Studio joins this wave of innovation, emphasizing the cultivation of Latin American talent and supportive, healthy work environments, a crucial step in making the industry more diverse and sustainable. New titles and streaming content are broadening what it means to be a gamer, from Pokemon Go's special Moltres events building excitement and fostering community, to inventive gaming-focused TV shows gaining traction on major platforms. In technological news, AMD's AI accelerator cards are poised to redefine performance boundaries, bringing smarter operations and enhanced capabilities to console and PC gaming alike. This migration to high-powered, flexible hardware is sure to shape how creators bring worlds, characters, and mechanics to life in the years ahead. The regulatory landscape is also shifting, with recent policy adjustments in China opening up the market for more foreign studios, encouraging collaborations that will inject global creativity into local gaming scenes. Nintendo's upcoming release list is particularly robust, not just with AAA names like Kirby and next-generation Pokemon, but a host of innovative indie projects eager to leverage the possibilities of new hardware. Titles like Astral Takers are spotlighting strategic RPG elements and ambitious narrative arcs, while the ever-popular Fortnite gets new enhancements meant to keep casual and competitive players equally engaged. Gameplay innovation continues with games such as Towa and the Guardians of the Sacred Tree, which promises to integrate the unique Skyborn might mechanic, focusing on character progression and meaningful choices. As July 31st, 2025 approaches, the gaming world is abuzz for the Nintendo Direct Partner Showcase, expected to reveal more details on a broad swath of upcoming games, expansions, and technical upgrades. There's also a unique narrative thread running through many of the new titles, intentionally engaging with social themes and conversations about representation, accessibility, and adaptability. Shantae Advance, Risky Revolution stands out for its commitment to diversity and inclusion, cleverly embedding these ideas into its gameplay, while reimagining what a modern platformer can be. In the FPS realm, Battlefield 6 is picking up momentum ahead of its launch on October 10, 2025, with major feature drops expected during another reveal event on July 31st. Rumors swirl of a freshman battle royale mode, innovative progression systems, and ambitious multiplayer functionality, pushing the genre in new directions. Star Wars: The Old Republic will also roll out Update 7.7.1 in August, marking a significant shift for free-to-play players and further demonstrating the developer's commitment to player feedback and engagement. As streaming services race to adapt beloved games, Netflix's upcoming live-action Assassin's Creed series is promising to buck the trend of subpar adaptations. According to insiders, the show will stay true to the series' stealthy roots, offering layered storytelling and deep character development that could make it a must-watch for fans and newcomers alike. Mobile gamers have much to anticipate, too, with a flourishing lineup of approachable, innovative games like Hello Kitty Friends Match and Eco Power Towns joining the scene. With new community-driven events, collaborative crossovers, and creative engagement strategies, the mobile sector is more vibrant than ever. Meanwhile, player-first engagement is being redefined across genres, with games like Destiny 2, Edge of Fate, Star Wars, The Old Republic, and Fortnite all pushing updates aimed at enhancing accessibility and replay value. Studio culture is in the spotlight, with Amber Studio advocating for mentorship and nurturing the next wave of Latin American creative talent. As companies embrace healthier ways of working and more inclusive hiring practices, they're helping cultivate a more welcoming industry for developers and fans. This summer, we'll see major industry showcases and new partnerships, As studios from around the globe vie to innovate through cross-platform collaborations and community-driven projects. These efforts are being supported by advanced hardware rollouts, regulatory changes granting deeper international access, and the energetic feedback loop between passionate communities and forward-thinking developers. Looking ahead, major moments like the Switch 2 launch, big expansion packs, and high-profile series adaptations are converging to make this a defining moment for the gaming industry worldwide. Whether you're a solo indie devotee, a dedicated franchise fan, or just in it for the friendly competition, there's a place for you in this evolving landscape. We're seeing technology, creativity, and community coming together like never before, paving the way for richer, more inclusive, and endlessly creative gaming experiences. So keep your eyes on upcoming direct showcases, update rollouts, and that December 4th Switch 2 release date, because you won't want to miss a moment of what's next. That's a wrap for today's VG Buzz, where we bring you up to speed on the trends, innovations, and cultural shifts defining the future of gaming. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.